This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We continue our current series on the Daily Devotional Special. Resolving Conflict, Part 32. And today, we're at Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And we're going to look at verse 15, and it says this. Look after each other, so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. In my estimation, this is a huge verse. First of all, the writer to the Hebrews is proclaiming that we should look after each other. Do we understand what looking after each other means? It doesn't mean fighting. It doesn't mean arguing. It means being peaceful and looking out for each other. I want to make sure that you're all right. And I want you to make sure that I'm okay. Really important. And the reason for that is so that none of us fail to receive the grace of God. What is the grace of God? It is God's unmerited favor upon our lives. Beloved, we don't deserve God's grace. We don't deserve His unmerited favor. But it's there. It's a gift. It's free. We're not charged for it. We're not even required to do anything except to accept Him as our Lord and Savior, to accept God as our Heavenly Father, to accept the Holy Spirit in our life. That's it. That is what unmerited favor means, because we don't deserve it. It is unmerited. And that's what grace is. God's unmerited, undeserved favor upon our lives. And then the writer to the Hebrews goes on. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. I believe this so strongly, that the writer to the Hebrews completely understood where bitterness comes from. The writer to the Hebrews was understanding that bitterness delves deeply from unforgiveness. You know, you can go to a secular psychologist and say to a secular psychologist, what would be the fruit of unforgiveness? And I am pretty sure the first thing they would come up with is bitterness. Because when you hold unforgiveness in your heart, then bitterness creeps in. I was telling you a few days ago about a time when I could not forgive someone for something that they had said to me. And I remember that for about 2 or 3 or maybe 4 hours, I was not forgiving this person. And even in that short space of time, I could sense, I could feel in my own life that bitterness was creeping in. I was becoming very embittered toward this person. So much so, I didn't even want to talk to them, speak to them. I didn't want to see them. I wanted nothing to do with them. And if this had festered, it would have continued into an infection that would have been very difficult to get rid of. The longer we leave it, the harder it is. And the writer to the Hebrews is saying, watch out that no poisonous root. Look at how he describes it. In my Bible, he says, a poisonous root of bitterness. In other words, it roots down, it's poisonous, and it grows because it's in a rooting system. So that bitterness will grow and grow and grow and grow. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. And if it's not dealt with, it's corrupting. It is going to corrupt you. It's going to take you off the path that you need to go to. Now, if you turn to Matthew real quick, Matthew, the sixth chapter and verse 14, Jesus clearly says, right after he's been teaching us how to pray, he clearly says in his word, if you forgive, my Father in heaven will forgive you. If you do not forgive, my Father in heaven will not forgive you. And that's so important. It's such an important verse to be linked to this one right here. That bitterness, that poisonous root of bitterness, will grow unless it's dealt with. And the writer to the Hebrews is saying, watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. I'll deal with the corruption in a moment. But what is getting to me? What is talking to me so loudly in this verse? Is that many of the conflicts that we go through, many of the arguments and fights that we go through, we walk away from that fight. And oftentimes, we're saying it wasn't my fault. It was nothing to do with me. It was not my fault. It was their fault, not mine. I was just sitting here minding my own business and this person started on me. So therefore it's their fault, not mine, for goodness sake. And having that sort of an attitude is wrong, and I'll tell you why. Because if there was conflict, that person said something to you and you replied by saying something to them, you certainly didn't say, I don't want to argue. I just love you. I just want to love you. Of course you didn't. You fought back. And because you fought back, maybe what you said to that person was really painful for them. Maybe what they said to you was painful. Maybe what they did to you was hard to deal with. But what you did in reply and in response to that conflict was wrong. If indeed you replied and you continued the conflict. Beloved, that's what I'm saying. So therefore, you need to ask for forgiveness. You need to forgive that other person. And maybe, perhaps that's still going on today. Hence, this is why I'm bringing you this today. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Beloved, let's pray and get rid of it now, once and for all, with your will. Just say these words after me. With my will, I will forgive. Then say the name of the person. Father, I am so sorry that I have held within me this root of poisonous bitterness. I pray in Jesus' name that you dig out this root now so that there is nothing left in its place. I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I give you all the honor, and I give you the glory and the power that is due your holy name. Amen. And amen.